Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 7, Further Inquiries by Vidura, Text 20. Durapa Hyalpa made Hyalpa Tapasaha. Seva Vaikuntha Vartmasu Yatropagiyate Nityam Deva Devo Janardanaha. Durapa Hyalpa Tapasa. Seva Vaikuntha Vartmasu. Yatropa Giyate Nityam. Deva Devo Janardanaha. Durapa Hyalpa Tapasaha. Seva Vaikuntha Vartmasu. Yatropa Giyate Nityam. Deva Devo Janardanaha. Durapa Hyalpa Tapasa. Seva Vaikuntha Vartmasu. Yatropa Giyate Nityam. Deva Devo Janardanaha. Durapa Alpa Tapasa. Deva Vaikuntha Vartmasu. Yatropa Giyate Nityam. Deva Devo Janardanaha. Durapa Hyalpa Tapasa. Vartmasu. Giyate Nityam. No Janardanaha. Durapa Hyalpa Tapasa. Deva Vaikuntha Vartmasu. Yatropa Giyate Nityam. Yatropa Janardanaha. Seva Vaikuntha Vartmasu. Vadeva Janardanaha. Any of the Vaishnavis? Drapa Hyalpa Tapasa. Seva Vaikuntha Vartmasu. Yatropagayatanityam. Devo Devo Janardana. Durapa. Rarely obtainable. He certainly. Alpatapasaha. One whose austerity is meager. Seva. Service. Vaikuntha. The transcendental kingdom of God. Bhartmasu. On the path of. Yatra. Wherein. Upagiyate is glorified. Nityam, always. Deva, of the demigods. Devaha, the Lord. Janardanaha, the controller of the living entities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Persons whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of the pure devotees who are progressing on the path back to the kingdom of Godhead, the Vaikunthas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of the demigods and the controller of all living entities. Purport. The path of liberation, as recommended by all authorities, is to serve the Mahatma transcendentalists. As far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the Mahatmas are the pure devotees who are on the path to Vaikuntha, the kingdom of God, and who always chant and hear the glories of the Lord rather than talk of dry, profitless philosophy. This system of association has been recommended since time immemorial, but in the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, it is especially recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even if one has no assets of favorable austerity, if he nevertheless takes shelter of the Mahatmas who are engaged in chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord, he is sure to make progress on the path back home, back to Godhead. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuan Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare So, it's being mentioned in this translation and purport that those who don't have great assets in austerity find it, you know, difficult to engage in the service of the pure devotees who are always hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, and thus they don't make any progress on the path back home, back to Godhead. So that is referenced in the verse in the Sanskrit as Vaikuntha Vartmasu, and that means on the path to the Vaikuntha planets. Right now, we're in one of the material planets in a material universe, which is one of many uncounted millions of universes manifested by Mahavishnu as he sleeps and dreams on the causal ocean, the Karna ocean. Therefore, Mahavishnu is called Karnadakshay Vishnu. But ultimately, he's an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who exists beyond this material realm in the Vaikuntha planets, the spiritual planets, the topmost of which is Goloka Vrindavan, the planet of Krishna and his original spiritual form, Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam, stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are many expansions of Krishna, like Balaram is an expansion of Krishna. Lord Vasudev is an expansion of Krishna. There's so many, Mahavishnu is an expansion of Krishna. There's so many expansions, but they all come from one original source, and that is Krishna and his wonderful, attractive, all-attractive form as Cowherd Boy in Goloka Vrindavan. So that is our ultimate destination. In Goloka Vrindavan, the inhabitants, the residents, the eternal associates of the Lord in his Nitya Leela, his eternal pastimes, Srila Prabhupada several times mentions they don't see Krishna as God. They just see him as the most lovable friend, the most lovable child, the most lovable paramour. So they have this spontaneous pure attraction for Krishna. Therefore, we may refer to the Vaikuntha planets, where Krishna is worshipped with awe and reverence, where he's appreciated as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord and Master and Controller of all living entities. That may be referred to as the Kingdom of God. Of course, Goloka Vrindavan, it's part of the Kingdom of God. But sometimes, I mean, Srila Prabhupada would give the example that, you know, you have in England, you have the top government official as the prime minister. And, you know, one of the prime ministers was in his office and somebody came to see him and his secretary said, well, he's busy right now. And the man said, no, I have to see him. So he opened the door, and the prime minister was playing as a horse for his child. It's riding around on him. So although he's the prime minister and he's got that position, still he behaves in a different way with his intimate relatives, associates. So Krishna does the same thing. But that path back to the Vaikunthas is called Vaikuntha Vartmasu. and the, you know, sometimes it's referred to as Upavarga. and the path, the recommended path, is to hear from the devotees of the Lord. Satam prasangam mama virya sambhado bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata sadjoshanat ash apavarga vartmani Shraddha Rata Bhaktir Anukurame Shiti So it's recommended satam prasangat, to associate with the devotees of the Lord. And why? Because in the association of the Lord, we can hear the nectarian pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. And that sound vibration enters into the heart through the ear. So that we drink that nectar by hearing it, by taking it in through the ear. And this puts one on the path of Upavarga, the spiritual path that leads ultimately to the Vaikuntha planets, and beyond that to Goloka Vrindavan. So in order to be situated on that path, it's being mentioned here, one should have some practice of austerity, but not just any kind of austerity. You know, sometimes people think that austerity means to torture yourself in some way, inflict pain upon yourself just for the sake of experiencing it. But that's not the actual definition. And in one of his purports to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada gives a definition of tapaha from the Smriti Shastras. It says it means controlling the mind and senses in such a way that one focuses on one activity or subject matter to the exclusion of everything else. So that means the austerity, the real austerity, is to focus the mind on Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, man mana bhava mad bhakto, always think of me. Focus your mind on me. Dedicate all of your activities unto me, including including your austerities. Yat tapasyasi kantiya tad kurushva madarpanam. Perform all your austerities, not for your own satisfaction, but for my satisfaction. And we see the materialists are engaged in tremendous austerities, which they perform for their own sense gratification, you know, in their attempts to control and dominate and exploit the material resources and other people and other living entities in this world. They perform tremendous austerities. But it's all for naught, because it doesn't lead on the path of Upavarga, the Vaikuntha Vartmasu. This Upavarga, Srila Prabhupada explains in several places, has its roots in the grammar of the Sanskrit language. You know, I don't know if they have in here the Sanskrit alphabet. They used to have it in the books. But, you know, the Sanskrit letters are arranged, the consonants are arranged in different groups called vargas. And one of them is called the P varga. And it has five consonants in it: pa, fa, ba, ba, and ma. So that's called the pa varga, the set of consonants, five consonants in that group. And pa, the acharyas say, represents parishrama, means huge endeavor. This huge endeavor that the materialists make to try to establish their position as enjoyers and controllers of the material energy. So they put out so much energy, but the result is simply faina. They began foaming at the mouth, you know, by all their intense labors. And what did they get out of it? Nothing. Ba means biarta, means futility, uselessness, because all of their activities are simply resulting in bhaya, which means fear. Janma mrityu jaravyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. They're always, in this material world, there's always birth, death, old age, and disease. And the materialist, although they're working very hard to accumulate possessions, accumulate wealth, take every opportunity for gratifying their senses, they're always fearing. You know, that's another word for defense. Ahara, nidra, bhayam, maitunam. There are four activities for the materialistic living entities: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So the Sanskrit word for defending is bhayam, means fearing. Because you're afraid, you try to defend yourself. So the materialists are always afraid, you know, something is going to happen to interrupt their sense gratification or disturb them. So they're always afraid, always looking over their shoulder, always like a country, it spends billions and billions of dollars on defense because of fear. So, and on the individual level, people are also afraid of these different material miseries. And then ultimately, there's the fifth element, ma, mrityu. Death comes to destroy the whole thing. So that's the pavarga, on the path of material enjoyment, which essentially keeps one entangled in the cycle of birth and death. But then there's the upavarga, the upward path that leads to the Vaikuntha planets, the Vaikuntha Vartmasu. And we want to situate ourselves on that path. But it takes a little bit of austerity, some tapa. Lord Rishabhdev, in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, says, Nayam deho bhajam nirloke, kashtan kaman arhite vid bhajam ye, tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shad. Should yet yasmad brahma saukyam tvanantam. And he's advising his sons not to be like the animals and just chase after the same kinds of pleasures that any animal can enjoy, namely the eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. He says, rather instead, take up tapo divyam. And that word divyam is important because it means divine, not some other kind of austerity that is meant to increase one's own powers, but that is meant to satisfy and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead rather than one's own selfish material desires. So, and the result of that, Lord Rishabhdev says, is that one will taste the Brahma Saukhyam, the happiness of spiritual life. which gives one a higher taste. And if one has a higher taste, then one naturally begins to restrain the impulse to enjoy separately from Krishna. And therefore, it's a tapaso brahmacharyena. And Srila Prabhupada, there's austerity, and the first element of austerity is restraining the senses from the tendency to enjoy illicitly with the opposite sex. So that's an element of austerity. Of course, if one, Krishna gives allowance in the Bhagavad Gita that one can satisfy that desire legitimately within marriage, as it's given as in the Vedic scriptures. So many of Lord Chaitanya's associates were householders. They were situated in married life. And Srila Prabhupada said that his married disciples were grihastha brahmacharis because they also follow these principles. And he actually said that is the greatest austerity. So we've been given by Srila Prabhupada a program for situating ourselves on the Vaikuntha Vartmasu, the Upavarga path, the path back home, back to Godhead, with the practice of certain austerities that will keep us on the path of purity so that we're always hearing and chanting about the glories of Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, and we're always thinking how to please Krishna by pleasing his representative, his confidential representative, the bona fide spiritual master. You know, we're being given an opportunity to participate in that Sankirtan Yajna in so many different ways. So I'll stop there. Are there any questions or comments? Okay. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.